The Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority approves a plan to spend $1.5 billion on 143 active coastal projects in the next fiscal year. CPRA Chair Gordon Dove believes once construction is completed on these projects, the tide will have turned in the state's battle against coastal land loss.
And after these projects, it's a matter of mopping up some barrier islands, some passes, and of course we'll always be working on hurricane protection.
The House Criminal Justice Committee approves legislation that if you possess, produce, or distribute deepfake images of nude minors, it could result in a 1 to 5 year prison sentence.
Thibodeau Representative Brian Fontenot is the author of the legislation.
Our community was rocked by artificial intelligence.
Fontenot says a 13-year-old girl in his district was embarrassed and suffered irreparable damage as she was a victim of an inappropriate artificially generated image. The victim's father testified in favor of the bill.
The harm is real and lasting. Deepfakes can spread quickly and widely, and once they're online, they are nearly impossible to fully remove.
If the measure becomes law, it will be known as the Ivy Daniels Act. I'm Joe Gallinaro.
A plan to expand high-dosage tutoring moves to the full Senate after unanimously passing in the Senate Education Committee. It would boost the budget from $30 million to $45 million, and the program would be extended to 8th grade. Mandeville Senator Patrick McMath notes that when it first launched, the legislature limited it to kindergarten through 5th grade.
We didn't have the buy-in from the folks because it wasn't really proven yet.
For the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein on TICS FM.